I love reading. I'm not a total bookworm, but I love reading. Sometimes I prefer reading than watching videos or listening to a podcast. That's because I can skim through the text, go back and forth through the pages easily, and most importantly, highlight or write notes in the margins of the books. It's also easier for me to remember the page number rather than the time in the video or audio. Well, that's just me. The video talks about how reading could help you with writing, speaking, and grammar, which I totally agree with. You need to have more input in order to have output. From my learning experience, I think visual aids really help with comprehension as well. Therefore, I will be sharing a few tips at the end of the episode, so be sure to stay tuned. One thing that the speaker mentioned in the video, which I think is utterly the most important thing as a reader, is to respond to text. Find out what does it mean in the video. Now let's get to the sentence of the day. The sentence is, alternatively, you could discuss what you've read with some friends or classmates, or you could even join a book club and talk about what you've read there. Let's read that one more time. 因为这一次的句子偏长，所以今天帮大家练习断句。那发音的练习呢，会放在单字解说的时候一起说哦。Alright, so you should pause after the word alternatively, 因为那边有个句点，对吧？然后呢 ,read 呢不要念成 read, 要念成 read, 是个过去式。这两个 read 都是过去式哦，要念成 read。因为呢它上面有写 you have。You have 的时候呢，后面一定要加 past participle tense. You have read. You have done something. I have eaten. Right? Okay. Now let's read that one more time. Alternatively, you could discuss what you've read with some friends or classmates. Or you could even join a book club and talk about what you've read there. 所以记得在 alternatively, classmates,and book club, 这边可以做一些换气哦 ,OK? Now let's move on to our vocabulary. Number one, alternatively. Let me read that a little bit slower. Alternatively. OK, so it is an adjective. 它是用来就是建议别种可能性的要不或者。那简单来说呢可以把它当作是 or, 或者跟 or 一起用。Alright, so this is my sentence. You can go to the convenience store to pre-order the hard copy of the triple stimulus voucher, or alternatively, go to the post office to get them. Okay, triple stimulus voucher 就是什么？振兴三倍券，大家都拿到了吗 ？Okay, 去实体拿实体版的就是 hard copy, pre-order 嘛 ，pre 我们之前可能有讲过预。就是 pre 就是在什么之前 order 预购的意思 ，OK? So or you could go to the what post office 就是去邮局，所以呢这边就是在跟你 suggest 不同的意见，你可以去便利商店啊，或者是去邮局领。You can go to the convenience store or alternatively go to the post office to get them. OK, this is number two. Discuss. Okay, so this one has a little bit of a G sound, okay? 因为 它虽然是 C, 但是它不用非常念的很 k 的音，它还是可以有点比较 soft 一点的 C. Discuss, okay? So it is a verb, it means 讨论、议论或谈论的意思, okay? So this is my sentence. What is a big no-no to discuss during your first date?Big no-no means something that you cannot do, okay? 地雷的意思啦。What is a big no-no? 大家觉得在第一次约会时最不能讨论的话题是什么呢？ Alright, 对我来说是不能问体重吧，跟不能问经济。对，我觉得这两个就比较敏感一点。很多东西都不能在第一次约会问我觉得。Okay, anyway, leave me a comment and let me know what you guys think.Alright, next word I want to 延伸学习 is confer. It is a verb. It means 商讨、商议或协商的意思。那它通常是指为达成行动决议而 做的一个商讨 OK So this is my sentence I have no confidence in interior design Therefore I confer my interior design friend all the time about my new apartment 我对室内设计没有自信 I don't have the confidence Alright 所以呢我会与我的室内设计的朋友讨论我的新公寓Alright, let's move on to our next word, which is classmates. Classmates, it is a noun. 同班同学嘛，大家都知道，对不对？那我现在要教大家 mate 当成 suffix 的时候呢，其实是同伴的意思啦。那不是 suffix 的时候是什么意思呢？也是同伴的意思啦。Okay, so as a suffix, it is often used to show that two people share a space or are involved in the same activity.You know, 所以 flatmate or roommate 就是指室友啦 You live in the same flat, you live in the same room, right? Mate 自己单纯的意思就是我刚刚说的伙伴尤其是澳洲人非常喜欢用 mate 去称呼朋友 So this is my sentence Oi mate, with some bricky? okay, that is probably the worst Australian impression that you ever heard But anyway,Oi, 朋友 mate, 要不要吃早餐 Bricky 就是 breakfast 的意思因为 Australians 都喜欢把这个字就是缩短变什么 Bricky、Aussie 我现在想不到还有什么 Barbecue 没有啦我自己乱说的 Alright mates, that is it for today's pronunciation challenge You made it till the end, bravoNow it's time for my reading comprehension tips. When you read, try not to stop and check the meaning of any word that you don't understand right away. Because, first of all, it would interfere, meaning it would, 干扰, interfere with your comprehension or thinking process. You can use the context clues to help you find out the meaning first. One of the context clues is using signal words like or and to help you. For example,Victoria is such a diligent and hardworking person. So let's say if you don't understand the word diligent, you can use the signal word and to identify that it has a similar meaning of hardworking. Okay, so I hope this helps you with comprehending your reading faster and better. See ya, mates!